Welcome to the Plan for Special Needs Trusts podcast, presented by PLAN, the Planned Lifetime Assistance Network of Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Our plan is your plan, and I'm your host, Jordan Rich. I've got a great guest on today's podcast. His name is Zachary Smith. He's a young man on the spectrum who's worked hard and is now living a very successful and happy life. Zach is a very special guy. He wants to give back to many in the community, so he's become a popular motivational speaker, and you can find out more at his website, ZachSmithAutism.com, spelled ZachSmithAutism.com. Zach is the kind of person who forms the community of people touched by PLAN of Massachusetts and Rhode Island, and we are thrilled to have him here. Zach, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about your childhood and the experiences you had early on?
I did have some challenges. When I was 2 years old, I started having some lapses in my communication, and I started developing repetitive behaviors, and that led to my autism diagnosis when I was two and a half, and that presented a lot of questions, a lot of concerns to my parents, thinking, what will I need special services? Will I need a special school? All those things, and they were figure out the best way to go, and they decided to place me in a public school, and that ended up working out very well. I went to a very good preschool. The teacher and the parents are very accommodating to me for my needs and everything, and they did everything to support me. And even early on in school, I still had a few challenges, especially with communication, since that's something that since communication can be a struggle with people on the autism spectrum, and I would take remarks literally. So when my teacher would tell me to be quiet, I would actually whisper in my communication, and that continued throughout preschool into kindergarten and even a little beyond that when I would switch schools. But overall, with the early diagnosis, the great thing that helped me was the early intervention, getting the skills, building skills to help improve things for me. And I was able to get occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy as well through preschool and then and beyond all the way into high school. So I feel those components really helped me when I was diagnosed at an early age.
That's really great to hear, because for a lot of young people with spectrum issues, you know, they don't get that kind of attention in public school because resources are tight. Can you recall teachers and mentors and people in your life early on in school and even through high school? You don't have to get into too many or mention names, but were there individuals who just were the angels that came along at the right time to help you?
Yes, absolutely. There were a lot of great speech pathologists I worked with throughout all my years, and occupational therapists as well. And a lot of my liaisons I had in school were extremely helpful. And especially, I feel like high school was the year that really I got a lot of support in, even though I started getting a lot better with my services over the years, and high school is the time where getting ready to transition to college. And I feel that year is very helpful for me, getting a lot of support heading into college, and the teachers made it very easy for me with schoolwork and help having their door open for me with doing work, helping me succeed in their classes. And my liaison taught me some very, very important skills about self-advocacy, which was a big skill, probably the biggest skill I've ever gotten out from school. And that really helped me with not having my parents always be the ones speaking on my behalf.
Right, but right.
That really helped me become more willing to speak for myself and not feel as anxious about what the answer would be, just because teachers, professors, even employers respect people who speak up in cases where something may not be going right, or sure, they have a question about something. And that's what really helped me get in the self-advocacy piece.
And of course, we're going to be talking in a few moments about the work you're doing for others to promote self-advocacy. Just have one more question about school, and this is an obvious one. What about your peers, your fellow students, either on or off the spectrum? Was it difficult at times? Did you have to deal with teasing or misunderstanding? Or did the students you went to school with, you know, have the kind of empathy and understanding that really we need to see?
The students, I gotta say, I never experienced any sort of bullying or harassment or teasing or anything like that. It was very, everyone was super friendly, super nice. And even when I first got to Massachusetts and when I was in first grade and started school from there, I was welcomed into the school by a close group of friends because there was another kid in my class who had just moved as well. So it's the same situation with getting us welcomed to the school, and it really helped me become less shy. And I got invited to go over friends' houses and do fun events and activities with them. And that was amazing. And I also got to join a lot of clubs throughout my times in school, especially Best Buddies, which is an organization that's near and dear to me. And they've done very well with providing great services to me for friendship, as well as other great opportunities they provide for me over the years as well.
Yeah.
And another thing that helped a lot was when I was more, this is more in elementary school, my parents would come into classes of mine and they would talk to my classmates. I wouldn't be in the room. I would be probably in speech or OT or something like that. And they would talk to my classmates about my diagnosis and talk about challenges that I faced. And I felt that helped a lot with having them become more understanding of my situation. And I never experienced any bullying or teasing with that as well. And I feel that was that helped in a way to help desensitize and not have it be over the top with them. Having them know what it's like to be on living.
Your parents, I was going to say, Zach, your parents are so important to this success story that you're living right now, and family and friends and community and professionals. I mean, it takes a village. You've heard that expression, but it really is.
Oh, yeah.
The essence of success is when people get together and pitch in, and not one person or two people, but a whole bunch of people, but the parents first and foremost. So let's bring it a little further along. You are now an adult and a very successful one. You've got a very interesting job. You can just mention what that is. And then I want to get into the advocacy that you're working on and the speaking and the inspiration you provide. But tell us first what it is you're doing day to day.
I work at the National Football League, the NFL, as a statistical sports specialist, and I've been doing that now for 2.5 years. It's a very great job. It's my dream job, and I love every minute of it. And on the side, over the last 6, 7, 8 years now, I've been doing some speaking engagements for educating teachers, parent groups, professors, and everyone in between about my story and sharing the experiences I've had living on the autism spectrum and navigating school and work and all those things, and providing a sense of what it's like for me to navigate those things. This was first presented to me by my aunt who is a school superintendent and also is a college professor as well. And she was the one who helped get my foot in the door with these speaking opportunities. And I spoke to her college class about 7.5 years ago, and I got a very big positive reception from it. All the teachers in that class, it was for teachers, working to become school administrators, and all the teachers had nothing but positive things to say. So that helped me think, oh, I can help more people with this. So I would branch out and speak to parent groups and even talk to schools as well. This year and last year, I spoke to a class at Columbia in New York, up to aspiring school teachers about my story and what successes and challenges I faced growing up living on the autism spectrum. And I've even gone back every year. I continue to speak for my aunt's class, and she has me back every year to speak to her class. And it's been a great time educating people about my experiences living on the autism spectrum and the successes I've had, and that could help motivate them and parents as well who may have children on the spectrum, that instead of having them live in anxiety thinking that their child won't be successful. And I'm hoping my story will help them see that their children can be successful too. And it's really done amazing. I feel great knowing when people say to me, Zach, your story gives me so much hope. My child is on the spectrum. This gives me great hope for him or her. Thank you for sharing your story. And it was, those really make me feel very good and give me a lot of hope that their children can be very successful in life.
Well, let me mention your website, and I'll spell it because Zach could go two ways. It's ZACHSmithAutism.com. Am I right about that? Did I get it right?
Yes, that's right, Jordan.
Okay, great. I want to mention one more thing about what you're doing as a public speaker. As you may have heard and may have experienced, public speaking is something that a lot of people fear more than anything else. You've taken to it very well. Was it a little tough at first, or was it the great feeling that you were in the zone when you started?
It was a little challenging at first, especially in the beginning, because I hadn't been done a lot of public speaking other than giving a presentation for a class in school or college. But over the years, with speaking in my aunt's class, and I even took a public speaking class in college as well, I learned good skills to use for public speaking, and that helped me a lot, such as not staring at a PowerPoint slide or things like that, making sure to give good eye contact and things like that, and not have it be so monotone with reading directly off the slides.
And I can tell the audience listening to this that you have excellent eye contact, probably better than me because I'm running the controls and doing all the things I do. But you do a great job, and it's obvious that people, when they discover what you're doing and want you to speak, are going to get a lot from it. I have one more important question, and that is, and this is a tough one to sum up in a short answer, but if you could give one piece of advice, just one overall piece of advice to anyone who is either confronting autism on his or her own or is a family member, a parent, or a sibling, what would you like to leave us with in terms of Zach's wisdom here?
My big piece of advice is always have hope. Don't think a diagnosis is bad. That's never the case. The diagnosis doesn't automatically mean failure. It means early intervention, getting the right services. It's not the same for everybody. It could be occupational therapy, speech therapy, physical therapy, other sorts of therapies as well, or it can be a couple of those, one of them. You have to figure out the right therapies to go about what to develop skills that could lead to becoming more successful. And I know, as Jordan mentioned earlier, it takes a village, and you have to work together with the therapists and the teachers and whoever else to find the right skill set and help teach the child skills about success and doing schoolwork and even later in life, even picking up skills for being out in the real world, for going grocery shopping and doing other errands mm-hmm. and doing chores around the house for independent living even. And that's something I've had to do over the last 2-3 years living on my own for work. But it's definitely my big piece of advice to some is always have hope and remember to start doing the early intervention right away and doing all those things will help ensure success for every child on the spectrum from the time of their diagnosis all the way through they get to adulthood. It'll all turn out good in the end.
Well, on behalf of Plan of Massachusetts and Rhode Island, which helps people of all stripes, including people on the spectrum, thank you so much for taking the time. And I know you're a busy guy, and a lot of people are going to be asking for your help, and I know you're happy to give it. Zach, thank you, and God bless.
Thank you so much, Jordan. I appreciate having me on. It was great. I can't thank you enough.
We want to thank you for listening to the Plan for Special Needs Trusts podcast, presented by PLAN, the Planned Lifetime Assistance Network of Massachusetts and Rhode Island. PLAN is a 501c3 nonprofit company where the goal for every one of its clients is always to preserve assets, protect benefits, and live well. For more, visit www.planofma-ri.org. We invite you to subscribe, download, rate, and review this podcast, and thank you for sharing it with others. Our plan is your plan.